What if kittens play the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today is our holiday special. So we're going to give a few extra shout-outs and answer a few extra questions as my way of thanking you for listening.
I want to shout out Liam from Montclair, New Jersey first.
Okay, Fred, go ahead.
Well, Liam loves listening to What If World when he's going to bed.
Thank you, Liam. That's great to hear.
And I have a shout-out for Clara.
Kathunkle? Wow, one of your rare shout-outs.
Clara loves drawing when she's not off playing Roblox, and she will one day, most likely, take over the world.
Well, if you say so.
Just don't forget your old pal Kathunkle when you do.
Okay, thank you, Clara. Oh, I've got a meow out for siblings Abigail and Bethany. Oh, hey, Jeff, cat, tell us about it. Abigail's 10 years old, and she's got a cat named Mittens. And Bethany, a.k.a. Miss B, is 7 years old, likes koalas, rainbows, and anything magical. Well, thank you, Abigail and Bethany. And I have one final personal shout-out to give to Mrs. Darnell's entire 5th grade class, who wrote me an email chock full of what-if questions. Mrs. Darnell's class, if you're listening, thanks for sharing your imagination. But now we've got to get to our questions, and our first is from Ramona.
Hi, I'm Ramona, and I'm 6 years old, and I have a great question because it's getting close to Christmas. What if Santa got sick and Santa Claus had to deliver Christmas? I'm done. Thank you.
Whoa, I guess it's about time for a holiday story. And maybe we'll learn a bit more about how What If World celebrates Ifmas. Finally, we've got a write-in question from a patron named Harrison. He asks, what if JF Cat and Fred the Dog rode a flying megalodon over New What City? Well, let's find out by getting straight to the story. Was the night before Ifmas, and Santa Fant had very nearly finished delivering gifts to everyone who celebrated the holiday throughout What If World. But as the giant snowy white woolly mammoth reached the very last city, he started feeling a really serious tummy ache. Trumpeted Santa Fant.
What is it, Papa? Your trumpeting does not sound as joyous as it usually does when we reach New What City, the very last stop on Ifmas.
Kiddo Claus was worried about her father, but it was hard for her to see how he was. Oh, you might have forgotten that Kiddo Claus is actually a giant flying megalodon. Yes, she's hundreds of millions of years old, but Santa Fant is timeless, so she can still be his daughter. It's not a big thing.
Oh, Kiddo Claus, the Ifmas children left out too many peanuts and peanut butter cookies.
To be fair, you didn't have to eat them all.
You try taking a bite out of 100 million cookies and see how you feel. Why couldn't somebody just leave out a head of romaine lettuce?
Okay, I understand that you are feeling rather crumb in the tum-tum, but we've got to finish out New What City.
Okay. Nope, I'm tapping out. You gotta finish delivering the Ifmas gifts.
But Papa, I'm Kiddo Claus. The giant claws at the end of my megalodon fins are only good for ripping up roofs so that you can drop off presents.
I don't know, just leave the presents in the town square and people sort it out.
No, we have to follow the list. Only certain people get Ifmas gifts. Otherwise, it would be chaos.
And Santa Fant folded himself up under a big flap of the megalodon's leathery hide.
Oh, just rest here and you can pop the presents out of my trunk yourself.
But the first present she tried to pop out of his long, leathery, woolly mammoth trunk... Oh, that did not go according to plan.
Just then she heard a distant voice.
Hey, you Kiddo Claws, what you doing up there? You should be giving me my presents.
Oh, Fred, it's you. You must have known that I was in need and come as president of What If World to save Ifmas.
You're late with my presents.
Where's that flying megalodon? I'm gonna give her a piece of my mind.
And JF Cat bounded through the snow to stand by Fred the dog.
She's right up there. You can't see her. She's like bigger than half of these buildings.
Where?
She's hovering right above us, blocking out the stars and all the lights of the city.
Oh, there. There. Yes, I see her. Kiddo Claws, where's my Ifmas gift?
And Kiddo Claws held down a big clawed fin so that Fred the dog and JF Cat could climb up it and see where Santa Fant was shivering and only half awake.
If me and the Fur Force don't get our presents, we're going on strike.
I'm sorry, but I cannot deliver the gifts with my giant megalodon clawed fins.
I thought megalodon's fins weren't clawed.
Well, I'm Kiddo Claws. Please don't poke holes in my existence.
Okay, yeah, sure, fine. So, presents?
Don't you see, Fred the dog? It's up to us.
Oh, thank you so much.
To reach into Santa Fan's trunk and get our own presents.
Oh, that's a good idea.
This is weird. I don't like it.
Ooh, I got a stick for Ifmas.
Oh, what did I get?
I don't know. Go get your own present.
And JF Cat reached in with his little soft paws.
Oh, this is weird, but much more pleasant.
Oh, I got a mug that says number one former president. Great.
Well, that's not the whole present.
Oh, I do really feel like knocking this off of this megalodon's back.
And JF Cat used his little kitty paw to gently push the mug off the side of the megalodon and
oh, that was so satisfying.
Merry Ifmas.
Oh no, Santa Fant.
Oh, we're in real trouble now.
Oh, you are, maybe. We already got our presents. Merry Ifmas. Smell you later.
But as the dog and cat went to climb off her fin, shoo,
oh, where are you going?
Yeah, you didn't let us down first.
Oh, I thought you two heroes would like to help me save Ifmas.
Shanghaied into heroism. Story of my life.
Oh, you need help dropping off the gifts. That's okay. I'll just put my tongue back up Santa Fan's trunk and get out all the presents.
Please, not him. Have the kitty do it.
Okay, I'll use my little cute fluffy paws to get the presents out gently. And then Fred can stretch out his tongue and drop them off in each apartment.
Well, not each apartment. Only the people who celebrate Ifmas and who have used the spirit of If to understand their fellow people.
And, how many people have done that in Noah City?
Oh, like 15.
That doesn't sound like many. Is that why we're flying over all these buildings without dropping off a single gift?
Yes.
Well, I don't think that's fair. If Ifmas is about understanding, then shouldn't we try to understand all these people and give them all gifts?
Listen, I'm just trying to get through the holidays, okay?
Oh, let's just find a gift for this one house. Wait, I know these people. That's Benji's house. They celebrate St. Pan-Pewter's Day.
You mean the day where pancakes turn into computers?
And they peeked through the window of Benji's apartment to see little Benji flipping one pancake after another. It would turn into a computer in midair. And then the rest of his family would pluck it out of the sky and wrap it up.
But then they give the pancake computers away?
Yes, but they don't celebrate Ifmas, so Can we move on?
Oh, and right next door, that's Janira's house. She celebrates Sparkwan, the day where all her fairy people give thanks to the sparkly butterflies that are real and have magic powers and give the fairies their magic powers.
Surely such gratitude deserves an if-missed gift.
They're not celebrating our holiday, so they don't get our gifts. Are you two going to help or not?
They flew over a skate park where Olive's family was celebrating Parkour Caddis, the day where kiddies taught their parkour moves to anyone who wished to learn.
Those kiddies are teaching other people. That's good.
It isn't about whether the holiday is good or bad. It's about whether the holiday is if-miss.
Oh, and that family of leaves. That's Megan's family celebrating National Natural Day.
And Megan and her family of leaves whipped around the streets of New Ut City, picking up all the trash and litter along the way and smushing it into trash bins that then grew and became trees, with little trash bins hanging off the limbs.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Megan, you flew me into a trash bin because I accidentally dropped that wrapper, but I don't want to actually be a tree.
Now that's Alabaster Zero. We can give him an if-miss gift. Because he was trying to be understanding of those who celebrate National Natural Day.
And JF Cat pulled the little cactus out of Santa Fan's trunk. And Fred stretched out his tongue to Alabaster, who is still stuck in a trash can hanging from a tree about 20 feet in the air.
Oh, Debbie DeLuna is just gonna love this, but how could you help me get out of the hut?
You know what, never mind, I'll take care of it.
Oh, I sort of feel like we could have at least got him out of the tree.
No, 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 no. We're just giving presents. We've got to stay on schedule.
They flew by Matt's family, who celebrated No Kissmas, where kids become poisonous and venomous, so they can go a whole day without getting their cheeks pinched. And they flew by a swarm of witches and dragons celebrating Gumma Golda in the sky. The dragons in Charlie's family gave their gold to the witches, who in turn turned the dragons into gum, because I guess that's something dragons like.
I really don't get that holiday.
Maybe you should learn to appreciate it in the spirit of if-miss.
But we keep flying by all these people celebrating interesting holidays rather than actually getting to know them.
Yeah, that doesn't seem very if-missy to me.
They dropped off a pair of extra-large glittery wings to Stevie the Fleasel, who was fast asleep. And then they flew over Sloan's family celebrating Eelentine's Day.
Well, look at that, all those eels are turning into electric cars and giving people free rides while getting to know them.
Oh yes, their holiday is very much like if-miss, but it's not exactly
if-miss. But it's not exactly if-miss. Well, forget it, I'm done. Just let me down.
But we've only got a few gifts left to deliver.
Yeah, I think I'm all set. Sorry, Kitta Claws. Sorry, Santa Fant.
And the Megalodon slowed her flying down and came back to the ground.
It's not very if-missy of you to refuse help to me.
Yeah, but you're not helping all these other people.
It seems like most people in the world don't even celebrate if-miss, so I'm just gonna go over to these unicorns and find out about their holiday.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to find some people who need some things. Not just the people who celebrate the same day as me.
And Fred and JF Cat climbed down from her fin.
Hi, unicorn. You and your family seem to be celebrating something out here in Wentral Park.
Oh, yes,
said Ida the unicorn.
We're celebrating Pop on a Rock.
Pop on a Rock, that sounds lovely. May I join you, or at least observe?
Oh, all are welcome to celebrate Pop on a Rock. One need only find a rock.
Okay, yes.
And go to the bathroom there instead of in the toilet.
Excuse me?
It's an ancient unicorn tradition,
said Ida.
Well, this holiday is particularly strange, but
and where we go on the rocks, it turns into healthy candy that anyone can enjoy.
And do the people know that what that...
If they celebrate Pop on a Rock, they do.
Hey, JF Cat, I found some great candy in the forest. I was thinking I could give it away to people to spread joy and love and... Oh, it's really good stuff.
Oh, boy.
Are you sure you don't want to celebrate with us?
Asked Ida, the unicorn.
Yeah, at this point I'm starting to miss St. Pampuita's Day.
and Kiddo Claws hovered above Fred and JF Cat and all the people of Nuwet City, celebrating all their different days.
Santa Fant.
Oh, yes.
Are there enough gifts left in your trunk for everyone in Nuwet City?
My trunk always has enough gifts.
And Kiddo Claws flew back down to Fred and JF Cat.
Do you think you could help me one more time? I think we missed a few homes along the way.
You mean it?
Oh, thank goodness.
And Fred and JoJo and Kiddo Claws flew around the rest of Nuwet City, giving presents to all the kids and the grown-ups, to those who'd made great choices, and even those who had made big mistakes.
Hey, why are you giving me another gift after you talked about mistakes? I littered on accident. The wrapper just blew away from me.
Here you go, Alabaster. Another cactus.
Could you have gotten me, like, a ladder or some food? I've been stuck in this tree for hours.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're really behind schedule.
Or you can have one of these beautiful rocks I found in the forest. It's candy.
Oh, thanks, Fred. Hey, pretty good candy.
And that is how Fred, JoJo, Fluffy Cat, and I saved Ifmas.
Boy, giving unicorn plop to a detective.
Well, yeah, but also the other stuff.
I'm starting to feel better. Do you have any more of that unicandy?
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum,
oh,
yum.
Heck, I'll try some too.
Yum.
The end.
Not bad.
All right, Ramona and Harrison, and Sloan and Olive, and Megan and Matt and Ida and Denira, and Charlie and Benji. I hope you all enjoyed your story. The Himalaya app, or wherever you listen. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson, for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know there's no end of ways to celebrate this wonderful life that we live and all the people in it. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICAN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICAN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.